Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In this hour, we're going to break down who Robert Gates is, former CIA director. The fact that the traitor Pelosi saying she's going to ride herd on the Democrats and make sure there's no investigations. The New World Order continues. No repeal of the provisions of the Patriot Act or the Military Commissions Act or the Defense Appropriations Act. All the overturning of the Bill of Rights to continue. Aaron Russo is going to join us to give his take on the election. We'll continue with open phones. Noel in New York, then Chris, Sasha, and others. Go ahead, Noel.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener and a researcher and all your stuff. I'm going to tell you, man, this is This is Hollywood at its best. I mean, for hard to say 2 weeks ago that it was no, payback in getting Mr. Bush, because he is a traitor. So the game goes on. You know, it's like the Democrats won, but you're getting the same CFR group back into, it's the game just keeps recycling. It's the same old smoke and mirrors. And it's three things for this country to really change. You know, people like you and other people that brings out the truth. Because I don't look at mainstream media no more. That's dead for me. First of all, you have to abolish the Federal Reserve Bank. And as long as that bank functions, we're never going to get out of this mess. Number two, these traders...
That's why I've got Aaron Russo coming up, by the way, but go ahead.
That's why these traders needs to be beheaded in front of 1600 to get back our capital. And number three, these Numinatis connected with the Vatican. I mean, look at James Baker. You know, one of his titles is the Knights of Malta. He's an agent for the Vatican. So as long as we have these CFRs from both administrations, the games continue, the lies, the fraud. That's why I don't believe in this election today. This has all been a setup so it could calm down the American people. See, it's changed. You could really change this country. And meanwhile,
but the agenda stays the same.
That's
of course,
right.
Bush and all them are just puppets.
Sure.
You wouldn't go to Pennsylvania Avenue. You'd go to London,
that.
England. You'd go to London, England and grab Lord Rothschild. You'd go to New York and grab David Rockefeller. Those are the criminals.
Those are the guys that need to be beheaded because they sold this country out long time ago with Grandpa Rockefeller. I mean, these people really think they're going to put a God government with a satanic church. This is why, at the end, God has to come down and deliver us from this evil.
I appreciate your call. Let me just say this. I'm not going to sit here and call for beheading people on air. And if I ever did that, I'd be arrested in about 5 minutes. But they do need to be arrested. They do need to be tried. They do need to be put in prison. They need to be punished. They are traitors. They are enemies. And Nancy Pelosi just radiates evil and phoniness. And I'm just sick of all of them. I'm so sick of them. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sick of them. From the depths of my souls, I'm sick of them. And, yeah, Bev Harris, really just boiled it down. You can't believe any of the election because it's fraudulent machines. But will the Democrats be able to face that? And you know, it's true that the Republicans control three of the big four companies, but look at James Baker coming in and spanking baby Bush. This is just them putting in one of their, basically their B string. And they do recycle it. This is how they get away with it. Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Texas yesterday, and how these parallel elections work, we print out a ballot just like the regular one. We ask the people to step aside, take their time, fill it out exactly as they did. So it's more accurate than exit polls, in my opinion, because you're not being pressured to answer it. So we had about, I'm guessing, 18 to 20% of the total turnout at that location. We stay there and count the ballots that night, and the public's welcome to come and watch us. And I wanted to say, after we counted all those ballots, it was an anti-Republican election. When there was a Republican against a Libertarian, Libertarians blew them away.
Stay there. You did vote rescue here in Austin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Aaron Russo's coming up, but I want people to hear what happened when you did a parallel election, who was really winning. This is the type of research that's going to bring the globalists down. So you were working with Vicky Karp and others here locally. Stay with us. A massive third hour, the last 55 minutes, very important coming up.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continual election coverage. Aaron Russo coming up later to give us his take on what's happening. We already had Beth Harris and Greg Palast on. Talk about this new defense secretary. None of it matters. They're all globalists. Nancy Pelosi hijacking the Democratic whim, saying we're not going to be going after Bush. Nothing's going to get repealed. The police state just moves forward. And suddenly you'll probably see Democrats who were against Bush supporting Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act. I want to hear from Democrats out there. Are you going to put up with this? Are you going to go along with this? Are you going to play ball now? Do you care about election integrity now that they threw you this bone? There have been parallel elections held around the country. Exit polls showed bigger Democrat and third party wins than even we were being told. That's why I'm saying it looks like it was skewed towards Republicans, but they just couldn't hold back the landslide. But we can never know because there's so much fraud. Let's go ahead and go to the caller. Chris in Texas, you were part of Vote Rescue here in Austin. Chris, tell us about what precinct you were at and what you witnessed in the parallel election.
I was at a precinct in Austin. I forget the numbers. It was in North Austin. Actually, Michael McCall showed up there. After we counted our ballots, as I said, it was an anti-Republican election. When there was a Democrat against a Republican, the Democrat blew him away. If it was a Democrat, Republican, and Libertarian, Democrat blew him away. If it was only Republican and Libertarian, Libertarians blew him away. And this was not in just one or two races. This was everywhere. David Dewhurst got wiped out by the Democratic, according to our poll. Perry, Chris Bell got mega votes. I mean, you could have gave him 50. I mean, you could have gave Perry 50% of what Chris Bell had, and he still would have won. And now what? Perry's winning. Same with Michael McCall. he got blown away by the Democrat. And that punk was out there yesterday. I went up and confronted him about what a bad job he's doing. And after I finished talking to him, he stuck his hand out for me to shake it. And I said, he said, "You're not going to shake my hand?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." Then I walked about 10 feet away, and I heard him call me a name. I don't know exactly what it called. I turned around and said, "What'd you call me? What'd my congressman call me? They all heard me. Not one of them turned around and faced the facts. And I want more volunteers and voters out here next time.
Okay, I'm going to get Vicky Karp on, because we heard with the parallel voting that things didn't match what was announced. But I can explain that Perry did lose in Travis. But he won in the rest of the state. And I have no doubt there's a bunch of idiots that would still vote for him, even though he's killing the state and the country. But sir, you need to remember the name of the precinct you were at. So, as a witness, it's more...
253 and 262, and anybody researching it should check into these Republicans I just mentioned who got victories.
Okay, that's 252 and what?
253 and 262. It's in North Austin. That was all at one station. One voting station.
Say it again.
253 and 262.
Okay, and you said that libertarians were getting a big percentage because they only got a few percentage points, and that doesn't make sense. Everybody I know says they're a libertarian.
Well, that was only in the case where a Republican would only challenged a libertarian, where a Democrat was not involved. The people were just anti-Republican. I mean, there were some votes for Republican, but it was like, 10% to 90, according to our polls. And there were some people saying, well, Republicans aren't as willing to stop and fill out one of these unofficial ballots. And I said, so you could still give them 20% for that margin, and they'd still win. But I don't understand how these Republicans, well, I do understand how they won. They cheated. The Hart Inner Civics, man, they're a bunch of frauds.
I hear you. Well, Michael McCall's father-in-law, Lowry Mays, the owner of Clear Channel, does own Hart Inner Civics, so.
Well, I can see how he got 57% after my data collected. He got not more
well,
than 20.
When he got in 2 years ago, it showed that he was wildly unpopular, but he magically won by a huge majority.
Yeah, and I just want people to remember what I said about after I turned and walked away, he called me some bad name. He didn't want to repeat it.
Yeah.
That's how our conversation.
Well, I mean, he was Janet Reno's. Look, thanks for the call. To show how Janet Reno and the Republicans were together, and how the Democrats are together with the Republicans today, with Nancy Pelosi, Michael McCall was the chief lawyer covering up Waco, basically running Senator Danforth when he was the head whitewasher. The Chinese spies in the White House, the missile secrets, the Ron Brown affair. I mean, that was Michael McCall. I mean, that guy's scary, folks. He is a mafia don. I mean, that guy didn't play games. You got a lot of nerve going over and saying stuff to him. These people are not playing. I mean, these are mafiosos. And they're cold-blooded killers. And they may not pull the trigger at Waco, but they're certainly involved in it. I mean, when you're Janet Reno's, literally, he ran the Justice Department, basically. Okay, and again, he's a good Republican. Yeah, oh yeah, boy. You know what? It's all staged. It's staged. It's staged. It's staged. You look at all these big top Democrats. They've all been in the CIA or intelligence or with oil companies and in business with the Bushes and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. You look at the Republicans. They're all in business with the Democrats. It is a crew of criminals. And they knew there was a revolution, and I guess they just couldn't steal it nationwide. But we won't know because there's such a level of fraud. All righty, let's go ahead now and go to Sasha in Missouri. Sasha, you're on the air. Welcome.
Howdy, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
I'm one of the unrepresented Democrats out here.
What do you think about Nancy Pelosi?
Well, if she's going to be a blocker for this Bush run at fascism, then I just assume she stepped down now.
Well, she is. She said she's going to be a blocker.
Well, and maybe I'm one of the clueless, maybe I'm one of the hopeful, and I'm hoping that was a political ploy. I've sent her an email. I've sent my own congressman
an
email.
It's not, brother. They're saying the exact same things in their press conferences. I've got a deal.
Well, I have sent
Listen, day one, we need to call for her to step down. Day one, we need to call for a Democratic speaker who will have the hearings and go for impeachment and not whitewash things, okay? Now, if Democrats sit around and get fooled for a month or two, you're going to lose your momentum. Democrats better get it and better get it right now.
Oh, I'm not going to wait for a month. I've already mailed. I've been mailing for weeks demanding impeachment. I know that this Bush administration, this junta, has stolen elections, killed Americans, sprayed DU all over the Middle East, disregarded nuclear nonproliferation treaties and global warming, lied to the American people ad infinitum, dissolved habeas corpus, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, tortured American citizens and foreigners with impunity. There is no other reason in the world to impeach anybody. These guys need to go. And she needs to stand up for the American populace and for the people of this world because he's threatening them all.
Well, a lot of times they engage in dog and pony smoke and mirrors where they have Pelosi come out and attack him and he attack her back. They're not even doing that pretense. They're saying, we've made a deal, we're in partnership, we're working together. The Democrats are saying put more troops in Iraq when their constituents want us to leave. The Iraqis want us to leave. The military analysts say it would stabilize the situation. That's not going to happen. We're going to be there in 20 years until we break the left-right paradigm. And so Democrats out there just better demand that Nancy Pelosi now not be the speaker. But notice the media acts like it's a foregone conclusion. No. When the Congress goes back into session next January, there will be a vote. Okay, there it will be in committee. She needs to, it needs to be blocked. That movement needs to happen now. But you watch your Air Americas and your nations and your counterpunches and, you know, all of them, they're going to line up. This is how they manage us and control us. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to continue with your calls throughout this hour. The Democrats are saying they're not going to vote for the total amnesty plan known as guest worker program. Bush couldn't do that because there were some good Republicans in the House. Now the Democrats are there. Now they're going to do it. But they're already doing it. Wells Fargo already issues IDs that are accepted by 870-plus cities and counties. The White House is basically running Mexico City. It's just the North American Union's here. And this is serious. I mean, this is serious. And so we thought we'd get a separation of powers, but we're not. We have a shot, though, at really upfront analyzing the dog and pony show and stopping it and trying to get real Democrats into leadership, teamed up with folks like Ron Paul and others. There's a new consortium forming between Ron Paul and some freshman Democrats right now joining the Liberty Committee. We just got that in from Ron Paul's office talking to his chief of staff. So there's some good things happening, but we can't let them hijack this attempted revolution. All right, Aaron Russo is going to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. I want to get his take on the election. I had him on because I want to talk about the root of this, the Federal Reserve and the income tax system, the private banks that rule this country that own both parties. And I wanted to tell you about some of the censorship he's gone through with American Freedom to Fascism, which you can get at InfoWars.com. PayPal blocked him just out of the blue, not even saying why. And just said, we're not going to let you use PayPal to sell your movie on your own website. We have thousands of them here. We're selling them. You can get them at InfoWars.com and get Terrorstorm with it for $9.95 when you do, if you wish to get my film with it. Aaron Russo joins us. Aaron, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. Good to be here, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm just watching the staged event as they put in the CFR Democrats to try to blunt any move to impeach Bush.
No, there's no difference. It doesn't matter which party wins. You know what's going to happen now, Alex? Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get a Democratic House. You're going to probably get a Democratic Senate. And then in 2008, you're going to get Hillary Clinton as the president. You have an all-Democratic party. And then you're going to get the UN creating this one-world government, you know, as opposed to Bush wanting America to run the world government. It's going to be the UN running the world government.
And you know, behind the scenes with Baker and the oil companies and Daddy Bush and David Rockefeller, you know this was all staged. I kept saying they're going to blame Bush for their whole agenda. They take a step forward. They blame the administration. They take another step forward with the next one. Blame that one, but always keep moving forward, and we're watching the feet.
That's right. I'm telling you, this is all set up for Hillary Clinton to become the president 2008. And to create a one-world government run by the U.N. That's what the Rockefellers want. And Bush wasn't for the U.N. as much as the Rockefellers are, you know. And that's the deal. That's what's happening here. And you've seen the whole thing being swept right into existence. And you know what's going to happen now?
Stay there, Aaron. We're going to be right back. Tell us what's going to happen when we get back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Continual coverage of the 2006 staged elections.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 8th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.23, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.49.74 and $3.25.38 for half ounce coins. That's $6.49.74 and $3.25.38. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Welcome back.
You that never done nothing.
Dan Russo's our guest. We're going to have open phones in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. I'm asking Democrats, do you see through the fraud? Do you see through the leadership? Do you see what they're doing? How they play us? Will we wake up to this and have freedom? The war continues. We're talking about expanding troops. They're talking about leaving the Patriot Act in, the Military Commissions Act, all of it. Aaron, the whole agenda just continues, and they're just using the Democrats as a steam valve.
It's never going to change. That's not what it's about. I mean, the differences between the Democrats and the Republicans are insignificant. You know, they'll talk about the environmental difference or this difference, gun control. They'll make up these little stories. But the main thrust of where America is heading, the one world government, the North American Union, all these things are never going to change, whether it's Democrats or Republicans that are in office. That's the problem we face in this country.
Well, I agree with you.
Right now, that Hillary Clinton will be the one running for president in 2008. They'll do everything in their power to push her into business, and that the Democrats will control the House, the Senate, the presidency, and the U.N., and they'll create a one-world government run by the U.N.
And that's why Rupert Murdoch, who conservatives love, is financing her, dining her every week, vacationing with her, Roger Ailes, the guy behind Limbaugh. It's all totally staged, and they're laughing all the way to the bank as we go on our way to the FEMA camp. Later we're going to talk about Wesley Snipes. You heard from him last night. The New York Times reporting there is no deal. They want to arrest him because he found out that the tax system's a fraud. And this ties in to the entire system and the Federal Reserve and who really runs this country.
There's no question about it. And the fact is that until, in my view, Alex, this is our, between now and 2008 is our last chance to put somebody into office that can make a change in this country. And it's my suggestion and my belief that the freedom movement better galvanize together and run two people for president and vice president and make some decisions very soon about who they're going to run and stop all this third party stuff and get two people who believe in the freedom movement from the bottom of their hearts and start a movement across this country so that Hillary Clinton can't become the president in 2008.
You know, it's incredible. I talk to people in Hollywood all the time. You talk to more of them than I do. And they all know about the New World Order. They all know about vaccines. They all know about the Federal Reserve. I mean, who knew that you've known for a long time, he's come over to your office, you know, that Wesley Snipes is a big patriot, knows about the New World Order. And I've been at meetings in Hollywood with, you know, people bigger than, you know, a great guy, Charlie Sheen, and they all know the truth. And but they won't go public.
Because they're afraid. They're afraid of losing their positions. They're afraid of losing their jobs. It takes a certain courage of character to step out and get in front of the train. And if they don't have it, then it's up to people like us who do have it to get in front of the train, stand up there, and some more people will join on. I'm telling you something. We better start a movement like right now. The 2000.
We're going to have you more on the. We're going to have you on more in the near future for several hours because you've got a plan. I think it's a great plan. I'm getting behind your plan. I'm with you, Aaron Russo, to take this on. But let's talk about right now, American freedom to fascism. I am very excited to tell you that they're going out the door like hotcakes here at Infowars.com on our secure video and bookstore online and with a toll-free number. But PayPal did something they've done to basically everybody else I know. They just came out and, without telling you why, and said, you're not allowed to have an account with us now, so you're unable yourself to sell it. We've got it, folks. Get it right now. They're trying to suppress this. You've had TV networks cancel interviews with you. You've had radio stations cancel interviews. You've had all sorts of problems, all sorts of subterfuge trying to block you. Tell us about the PayPal situation.
Well, the PayPal situation is resolving itself because I got on the phone with them. They shut me down yesterday for no reason at all, no apparent reason. I spoke to them on the phone. First, they gave me some secretary or something who couldn't answer any questions. Then they finally sent me upstairs because I refused to get off the phone. And I spoke to somebody else up there, a fellow named Dustin. And in speaking to him, I let him know exactly what was happening here. And I told him that if this wasn't back up today, that my lawyer, I was going to sue them. Because they couldn't give me any valid reason for shutting it down. There was no reason, and he knew it. And he knew there was no reason. And it's my understanding that we're going back up in the next couple of minutes, if we're not up yet.
All right, good. But again, this shows they're working. They got teams working against us everywhere. There's been all sorts of tricks played on us. Get American Freedom to Fascism right now at Infowars.com. Aaron Russo with us. Your calls, more analysis on the election. Virginia's the only seat left in the Senate. We'll talk about it as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be blitzing through your phone calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Aaron Russo, director, producer of America Freedom to Fascism, incredible film that we carry at InfoWars.com, is with us. I wanted to get into Wesley Snipes, though, because he's friends with Wesley. He just talked to Wesley last night. And he has the truth of what's happening. The report had been put out in the Patriot community and by Hollywood trade publication Variety that he'd settled with the IRS. That is not true. Headline New York Times, no deal made to free actor in tax case, prosecutors said. Aaron contacted Wesley, who's out of the country, yesterday and privately told me about the conversation. I don't know how much of it we can get into on air, but Wesley Snipes, who often portrays law enforcement agents in movies, remains a federal fugitive, and no deal has been made to drop the tax fraud conspiracy charges against him. A spokesman for Paul I. Perez, the United States attorney in Central Florida, said yesterday Mr. Snipes, 44, was charged in an indictment handed up last month. He is in Nambia filming Gallo Walker, a horror movie for Hannibal Pictures and the Double Edge Entertainment, two independent filmmakers in Southern California. And it goes on to say the United States does not have an extradition treaty with Nambia. The country's laws, however, allow foreign governments to apply to have criminals, suspects extradited. The State Department said the government is negotiating with Mr. Snipes, said Steve Cole, the spokesman for Mr. Perez. Variety, the Hollywood trade publication, reported last Thursday that Mr. Snipes will not be jailed and will be allowed both to continue working and to travel abroad. But Variety is now saying that that was incorrect information, and the U.S. attorneys and others are saying it's not. You know Wesley Snipes. You talked to him. What's really going on with this tax case, and then why did Wesley decide to stop paying into the private Federal Reserve cartel, Aaron Russo?
Well, you know, I know Wesley. I've been communicating with him through email, not through phone.
But you said he's come to your office and seen America Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, he has. Yes, yeah. He has. And he's very familiar with the movie. He's seen the movie. Respected the movie very much. Thought it was brilliant. Commented to me that everybody in the world should see the movie. You know, Nick Nolte saw the movie. Thought everybody should get all that information out there. Many people know what's going on in this country. It's very difficult for many people to speak up. And, you know, as I thought that I had read that Wesley had settled, and I gathered from my latest email that I received that he has not settled, and that the next phase is coming up, whatever's in his mind. I don't know exactly what's on his mind, but just that the next phase is coming and that things are going to get bigger. And from what I can tell, Wesley's very, very, very smart about the income tax laws, knows what's going on, knows about the Federal Reserve System, and doesn't want to put up with the fraud that's happening in this country.
Now, you talked to him without giving away too much about going public and fighting back and telling his side. I don't want to say too much of what he said, but there's a good chance.
I've only communicated through email. I've not spoken to him.
No, but you read me that during a break, and it was.
Yes, email, yes.
I mean, I hope he's going to be going public to defend himself.
I think, you heard the email that I read to you. From my sense of it is that he will.
Yeah.
You know, as I read that email, as I read it to you, I gather that he will be, and that phase two is coming up, whatever that may be.
Well, I hope he.
My sense is he's getting his ducks in a row.
Well, I hope he'll do it on this broadcast, Aaron.
Well, you know, I would encourage him to talk to you on this broadcast, and I think Wesley has a lot to say, and I think he can bring a lot of. What's the word I'm looking for? A lot of illumination to this problem we're dealing with in this country. I think Wesley's case can bring a lot of illumination, a lot of light to the situation.
Now, I want to get back into the election, but the reason we've got you on today, Aaron, is because you've been being persecuted through PayPal, and your film really goes to the heart, the root of the problem, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve System. We have new listeners every millisecond. In a nutshell, tell folks what the Federal Reserve System is, and why Wesley Snipes and many others have looked at it and decided not to pay into it.
Well, the Federal Reserve System is a private banking cartel that pushed the income tax to labor on people's taxes. That when the government needs money today, they borrow from the Federal Reserve System and they use your taxes to pay the interest of the Federal Reserve System. If the government made the money, here's the thing that people have to recognize: our government is so massively in debt. Why are they in debt when the government has the ability to make the money without borrowing it? They don't have to. Our government doesn't have to borrow money.
It's been designed where when money is created, immediate debt is paid into private interest. It's a total fraud.
Exactly. And that's the point. People understand. People don't think about it, but they understand the paradigm and the concept. Well, our government has the legal authority to make the money, particularly if it's backed by the gold. So why are they borrowing money? Why are they borrowing money and running all this debt up and then taxing us to pay the interest on the debt? It's because it's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. There's no need for the American government to be borrowing all these billions of dollars.
Well,
if
folks will take action, and if they'll get America freedom to fascism, and if they'll give it to everybody they know, we can, because, you know, we've been talking about this for decades. Now the people are ready to hear it. Now the buzz is there. Now is the time to take action. Folks, please get American Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. If you've already gotten one copy, get another copy. Get 10 copies. 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. And we got a link over to Aaron's site right now on InfoWars.com. Just get the film, get it out to people, take action so they know how we're literally living in a matrix-like society. Now, I want to shift gears back into the election because we've got loaded phones here, and I want to get your analysis and take on this, Aaron Russo. Let's go ahead and go to who's up first here. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Well, last night I was watching the election results, and they had a good 20 minutes on talking about Hillary Clinton and how she pulled away from everybody. So I'm thinking, a couple years ago when she first came to New York, there was a lot of talk that people didn't want her here. So I'm thinking there was voter fraud back then just to get her in, get her popularity up. The guy talking last night on TV was saying if she gets 70%, that's a good nod for her to go ahead and run for the president in 2008. So I don't know what the final results were, what the percentage was, but they're already lining her up for 2008. It's in the books.
I hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I really couldn't hear much. Yeah, speakerphone.
I'm sorry.
No-no on talk radio. And it's not that I'm mad at you. I want to be able to hear what you have to say.
No, it was a headset. It was a headset I was on.
Okay. Sound like you were in a barrel. No, I mean, certainly, look, when Rupert Murdoch starts campaigning for her, when he starts giving her money, and when Rush Limbaugh says she's the best candidate, he did that. I mean, you know, now I'm a liberal with the Republicans because I'm against Hillary, and then I'm a fascist with the Democrats because I'm against Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's just, Americans, you need to stop being so stupid and get more sophisticated. Aaron Russo?
Stop being so stupid. That's a tall order, Alex. You know, people have to have critical thinking. They don't think anymore. They're just taught. They're told what to think. And we've got to break away from that paradigm. People have to wake up and start thinking for themselves. There's no question that Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee, and not Obama. You know, in 2008, they're going to have Hillary. They're going to have Nancy Pelosi. They're creating this one-world government. Run through the UN. The Rockefellers own Hillary Clinton. They own Bill Clinton.
And then if you're against the Hillarys and Pelosis, you must hate women. And the women will all go vote out like it's some suffrage or something.
No, but the point is, you know, we can sit and talk about this all day, but the real point is, what are we going to do to stop it? Where are we going to create
Aaron, let me do this. Let me set you up for 2 hours, if you've got time, next week, and we'll talk about your plan, because we can't do it justice.
Okay, no problem.
Here in 5 minutes. In fact, I'm going to have Kevin set you up for 2 hours next Thursday or Friday. Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Go ahead, Russell.
Alex, what was the quote? I think it was by a globalist that said that we'll throw the dastardly rascals out and we'll replace them with our other guys. I can't think of the quote, but that's what this election looks like to me. And I can't help, and I'm sure you both agree, but to think that these Democrats that are getting in are just now going to implement amnesty, keep our borders open, probably agree with Bush and go along with the North American Union.
And then it'll be the liberals' fault. See,
yes.
See, the Republicans move forward, then it's their fault. Then the Democrats take another step, and then it's their fault. And
that's
then,
how they
exactly.
do it. Well, the Republicans... By putting a fake conservative Christian like Bush in, they put the fake conservative Christians to sleep so they won't fight the implementation of North America.
So they can be led by their methamphetamine gay leaders.
Yes, and then the Democrats come in and implement all this and put it forward so the Republicans don't get blamed. And we just have the same thing going on and on. And I would love to listen to Aaron's ideas of how to stop this, because, you know, we're marching toward one world government quicker than ever, and I look forward to his participating in your show next week.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think the next thing you're going to see happen, you're going to see Rumsfeld resign, so the Democrats are going to feel like, oh, we made a difference in the war in Iraq, but the war in Iraq's not going to stop.
Oh, you didn't know, Aaron? He resigned about an hour ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
What? I did not know that.
And now it's the Democrats are running things, and they want to increase the troops. But that's okay, because they're our guys. They're Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And Pelosi said no impeachment hearings, no nothing. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This election was the most staged I've ever seen. But, you know, the thing is that that's the people, some protesters, that are just so fed up with the two-party system of no left and right. I saw New American Century protest signs, and I went up to some of these protesters and asked, do you listen to the Alex Jones show? But they had no idea who you were, and I told them who you were. There are people out here waking up. They're fed up. They know.
Oh, yeah, that's the good news. They're saying the exact same things we're saying. Never heard of us.
Never heard of you. And I've met three gentlemen that were in this protest, but I did give your website out, and they said it's refreshing to know that we've got somebody in radio that knows the truth. And they were very
Look,
happy.
The majority, let me just make a point here. This is key. The majority know the truth. 84% believe 9/11 is a lie. 84% disapprove of both political parties in major scientific polls. 90 plus percent. Most polls show 90, some 91 in a Gallup poll are against the open borders. 99% are against the Kelo, New London, Connecticut decision on private property being grabbed by private interest. 90-plus percent are against all the things, 97% against the NAFTA, trans-NAFTA highway corridors. But again, the Republicans and Democrats are together against us. It's totally obvious, Aaron Russo.
Well, there's no question about that. One of the things that I found amazing last night was not just the Democrat and Republican, but in South Dakota, the jail for judges, how that turned around. I'd like to do some investigation up there because...
Oh, I didn't know. Now there was that prop to create a
prop
state... A proposition to have oversight of the judges by a state grand jury funded off the judges' salaries, I think at 1.8%, and that thing was showing in polls it was going to win by 10 to 15 points. I forgot about that. Let me guess. It failed.
It failed, but not only did it failed 10-1. Okay, even the local television station up there ran polls, scientific polls, showing it winning by 10 or 15 points. And then this morning it failed by 90%.
What was that prop number?
Prop E.
Yeah, that's right. Prop E. I've got to do an article on that. Yeah. I saw the scientific polls in the last few weeks winning by 10 to 15 points, wildly popular, and then you're telling me that it was almost 10-1 loss.
Against 89% to 11% against it. So we were told, well, I was talking on the phone with some of my people this morning about getting a bunch of people up there with video cameras and asking people how they voted.
Well, that's what needs to be done. And folks, you're seeing it happen right here with Prop E that would had some oversight of the judges who say, I don't allow the law in my courtroom. I don't allow the Constitution in my courtroom. They're all starting to say it. They think they're God. This is the tyranny. And so it's wildly popular to hold judges accountable. The polls all showed it was going to win. And what happens? See, the electronic voting machine scam is to keep third parties and initiatives out. Okay? It's to keep stuff out. You know, that would not give welfare to illegal aliens. It's to keep stuff out the people want. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to repeat what you're saying now. What you're saying is exactly right. This is the problem. And I keep saying we have to find the solutions. You know, we can sit and talk about the problems. I think everybody listening to your show knows the problems. What are we going to do to fix it? And that's really...
Well, next week we're going to do a two-hour show on that, and we talk about solutions all the time, but the solution still is get the word out. You and I, most of our listeners may know everything, or a lot of things, but the general public still just doesn't get how bad it is.
Yeah, one of the things I would love people to do listening to this show is go on Alex's website, buy my video, spread them out there, pass them out to everybody, pass the DVDs around like crazy.
Exactly.
Wake Up America, because 2008... is, in my opinion, the last shot we got.
Wake up
America, folks. Please, buy the DVD from Alex. Get out there and start spreading the word on this thing.
And let me add a caveat to that, and then we'll go back to your calls, and I appreciate your call, caller, Chris in Kentucky, and we'll go to Dee and others in a moment. They can steal elections. They can run scams. They can control both parties. They can do all of this. They can launch more terror attacks. But they cannot stop you aggressively, viciously getting Terror Storm and making copies. Aaron has said you can make copies of his film, but please buy some of the original so you can make more films. Get aggressive, okay? I mean, if you've got the money, call up and buy 1,000 of these right now. We'll give you a deal. You know, call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Now is the time. Go to InfoWars.com. Now is the time. Get Terror Storm, make copies, buy 5 machines, just get aggressive. I mean, just be wallowing in DVDs. Just go cover every church window, every car window outside churches every weekend. Get 10 of your friends. Go crazy. I mean, just expose the Federal Reserve, expose who's behind the terrorism. We're winning. The people don't trust the government. They still aren't sophisticated enough, though, to figure out how the game is played. They know there's a scam. They know something stinks under the floorboards, but they don't know what it is. I'm telling you, go to Amazon.com. Send Terror Storm to number one. I'm telling you, I'm asking you to help us, folks. I put Terror Storm up for free on Google Video. So did Aaron. Spread that link around to everybody. You have no excuses. I mean, they're taking over, folks. FEMA camps, concentration camps. Yeah, Aaron, this isn't a joke, is it? I mean, they got a plan.
What else is there left to say? Your country's at stake. Everything's at risk. Your life is at stake. The future of America. Look, America's been a free country for a short window in time. And
they're trying to arrest Wesley Snipes. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying America's been a free country. It's been a short window throughout history. We've had freedom for only a little while throughout all of recorded history. And we're losing it. And we're giving it back the way it used to be. And we have a chance to stop it. There's nothing you shouldn't do. There's no limit to what you should do to preserve your liberty.
No limit.
Get out there. There is no limit. Get out there and buy DVDs. Spread the DVDs. Make copies. Get them out.
I've never said
this
before.
Get out on the street and hand them out to people. Wake people up.
You know, we put these films.
Don't take this nonsense.
Yes, we put these films out for free, and I don't know why I don't say this, but I'm going to say it now. I want you to order thousands of these DVDs right now, and I want you to make thousands of copies. And if thousands of you do that, it'll be tens of millions. I want you to literally go to the window right now, like they do in Network, stick your head out and scream, "Death to the New World Order! Death to the New World Order! Death to the Federal Reserve!" We're coming for you, David Rockefeller. We're coming for you, Rothschild. Final segment with Aaron Russo. Get the DVD now!
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
So, D, go ahead.
Alex, I ordered my copy of Terror Storm this morning from Amazon, so hopefully that will help your numbers there.
Thank you.
I have a question for Aaron. Alex, I attended your Terror Storm preview in Dallas, and I also attended the premiere of American Fascism to Freedom in Dallas as well. the stranglehold that the IRS and the Federal Reserve have on the American people that is immensely difficult to understand, that system. However, has anybody ever stopped to think that maybe the IRS and the Federal Reserve only apply in Washington, D.C. and the federal territories?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. But, again, it's all color of law fraud. It's like they say you got to take vaccines. There's no law, but they'll still arrest you playing little legalese tricks. And then the judges, when it's not even a law, people go to prison all the time for not even violating laws. People go to prison for writing, you know, and suing government officials. Aaron Russo, you want to comment?
Yeah, I'm just saying, they do it by force. It doesn't matter what the law is. They do whatever they want to do. That's what people have to understand. I keep hearing all these pages talk about all these technicalities, how to get around this, and how to get around this, and the UCC and the yellow fringe.
They don't care. They got
in
with machine guns.
They don't give a damn. They don't care about any of that. They'll do whatever they want to do. The courts are fixed. It's all a rigged game. So what you need to do is take back the country. We need to take back America and put people back in office who are statesmen, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in freedom of the individual, and not the institutions controlling it.
And the key is stop believing the lies, distrust them all, know they're criminals, and just don't go along with the system. Don't go to churches where they tell you lay down with the government. Don't have friends that are scum. And scum, by scum, I mean people that don't care, people who aren't involved. Look, I mean, we got to get aggressive and mean.
I just wanted to make another comment is that, just like Aaron said, is that they use the, they don't care what the laws are. But another part of that is that so many of the people, whenever they hear about the IRS or they hear about the Patriot Act or the Federal Reserve, they honestly, in their souls, think that that applies to them, and it does not. And that's what we have to change. We have to change the minds of the people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Oh, and we have to make it simple enough so that the working man that's putting in 60 hours a week can understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a private tax to a private bank, and none of it goes to the country. It goes to interest on the debt, and it's designed to create debt from the beginning. It's a debt vortex, a debt black hole they've built. And first, you just got to get mad, folks. And look, we are getting mad. They're having to have staged elections now. They're in trouble. We're gaining ground. That's the good news. People are ready to wake up now. Don't you agree, Aaron Russo?
Look, everybody can smell a rat. The question is, how do you kill the rat? We all know the smell is there, but how do we kill it? How do we get rid of it?
I'm going to have you on 2 hours next week. We appreciate you, Aaron Russo. God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, folks. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More continual coverage here on the Genesis Network or on the great stations that carry this broadcast. We're very thankful for it. They're putting in Bill Gates over the Secretary of Defense, CIA, mole. Not Bill Gates, Robert Gates, and they've got an Air Force general running the CIA. They're going to open the borders up, go after your guns. Bush will sign it all, and you'll still suck your thumb as conservatives and say you didn't. I know you're sick. I know there's neocons listening. I'm talking to them. Please get America Freedom to Fascism, 1995 at Infowars.com, and get My Film Terror Storm for $9.95 if you want a combo packet and get the two together. That's two films, $29.95. Or get Terror Storm for $11.19 at Amazon.com. Drive it to number one. It came about, eight places away from that. And they've got it in stock right now, so get it at Amazon.com or get it in the combo deal on our secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. More great election coverage coming up. Just God bless you all. Get out there and fight these murdering terrorists and see through their propaganda.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.